Mobile. W1JD, KB4CBA. Good afternoon. Name is David.
If I have any background noise, it's either exhaust or stereo because I got my windows down. How you doing? Name here is Scott.
Just a little bit, but it's not bad at all.
Well, stereo turned off and the exhaust is up in front of me quite a ways, so we'll see if it stays just the regular traffic.
I used to drive a 2012 Mustang GT, and I took the mufflers off of it and just put straight pipes out the end, and so it was a little louder than the factory, and and people would mention it, you know, when I talk on the radio.
63 Chevy half ton with a 327. It had some head work done on it and ran a nice four barrel. I ran it with dual exhaust with just glass packs on it, or cherry bombs, whatever you want to call them, and regular exhaust. When it idled and drove around town, it just sounded real healthy. But when I jumped on it, it sounded really good.
My Mustang, it was on the road, but you know, if I romped down on it, it'd get up and go, and you know, it'd get loud, and it was 420 horsepower. It's I've had three Mustangs, and that was by far the most powerful one I had of the three, and I really enjoyed it. Kind of wish I had it back.
We'd have our old hot rod back. I had a 66 Chevelle Malibu. It was a Malibu, but it had all the super sport options on it. Apparently, the guy that ordered it from the dealership ordered it with all the super sport options, rear end, suspension, gauges, and everything, but then put a 283 two-barrel in it. Don't ask me why, but I thoroughly enjoyed it until, unfortunately, I wrecked it.
Well, that does happen. Yeah, I'm driving a 23 4Runner now, and I bought it new, and hadn't had it just a few months, and I had a lady back into me in the side, in the rear, on the side, driver's side, in a parking lot. So, anyway, oh me, so I got that fixed. I wasn't going to drive around with it, you know, with a dent and a broken lens, so. But anyway, but other than that, it's done great. I mean, you know, and it sits up high, and it's, you know, I like that, and it's good on trips. It rides good, even though it's got some pretty aggressive tires on it, but anyway, well, I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'm going to say 73, so, but it was good to talk to you, Scott. Sorry, it was a short one, but I hope you have a good rest of the week and good weekend, and I'll clear out here after your final, KB4CVA.
I've heard you on the radio before. Yeah, you have yourself a good weekend. I'm actually doing a gun show in Spartanburg this weekend, which I hope will be fruitful. And be safe. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, Mobile.
For ZEW, this is Ben. Afternoon.
Ben, this is Scott, Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Yeah, this is Ben. I'm out of Simpsonville. I was hearing y'all talking about hot rods, and I'm of a hot rods of my generation. I had a pair of 1986 Fiero GTs that I modded the crud out of those things. They were fantastic.
They used mod in the early days, and we we souped up mine. The only thing I had was, I've had two 66 Chevelles, one 67 Chevelle, 67 El Camino, and two 57 Chevys of the old day. And the second 66 Chevelle I had a little 283 in it. And I was in the service. I had that pulled out, put a 350 in it. Oh, man. Did I put the wrong cam in there, sucker? I put in a cam with high RPMs, and then a buddy of mine dropped in a 513 rear end because, of course, I was going to use it at the track. And that was the wrong combination. Totally wrong combination.
Does cam just blow the rockers through it?
Held up pretty good. It's just that I'm tacking 4,000 RPM at 55 miles an hour. I mean, I could run the rubber off of it in third gear without a problem. But, the whole shot, I had a granny gear. I actually took off in second gear all the time because first was more like a granny gear. I'd spin the tires any time on it. But I wasn't sure what the horsepower was, but I'll tell you this much. It was a lot more than my dad's 396 when he had it.
Cool. Yeah, you said you had a couple of 50 Chevys. It's interesting. My daughter is 14, and she's kind of taking an interest in cars, but she really likes the style of 50s cars with fins and just, you know, she hates the bubble cars of the modern era. And I'm like, I'm just cool that you're into cars as it is. So that had to be really nice. I don't see them very often, except on a real beautiful Saturday. Somebody might bring one out to cruise.
I bought one in when I was in high school, and my dad and I were supposed to work on it. Yeah, that didn't go over too well. He had a whole lot more involved in it than what I wanted. He had more going on than what I had going on, so it sat. I went in the service, and I sold it. But then before I moved out here, I traded my... I had a 97 Harley, and I traded it for a 57 Chevy two-door Bel Air hardtop. Oh, good Lord. That thing had a 327 in it, and it was nice. It looked nice. It ran nice. It was a great car. But circumstances said we're moving out here, so I sold my 57, and my wife had an 85 Chevy Silverado that was slammed, and a custom grill, and I put in a really killer stereo system. She really, really liked it. Problem is, we had too many kids, and that truck probably spent more time parked than driving, but she enjoyed driving it, but the family van always went out, and we'd look at our hot rods as we drive off in the van. Life goes on.
I say I used to raise cars, and now I raise kids. Once two little girls came around, the two-seater hot rods were out the door.
I have to admit, my youngest daughter, she liked riding the Harley. She had no trouble, and she wanted to ride it really, really bad. And I said, when your legs get long enough and you can touch the passenger pedals, you can ride on it. And she says, well, I want to try it now. But, all right. I tell you, that girl's legs grew a half inch in a few inches. She was stretching them, and it was kind of iffy. But I said, okay, as long as you hold on to Dad, we're ready to go. And, yeah, and she was, what, 6 or 7 at the time. And she was basically worse than the dog. I mean, I start up the Harley, she come running out with a helmet. I said, nah, sorry, got stuff to do.
Fantastic. So she got in, I take it she got into, you know, leaning into turns and stuff real good, pretty quickly, just, you know, learning the ropes of the ride.
I turned her on to buying her Honda 600. She needed to establish her credit, so she wanted to buy a motorcycle. I said, okay, so I co-signed for her. We went out and we practiced in the parking lots for a little while. Then she was brave enough to drive it, and when she came to her first stop sign, she dropped it and broke the mirror. She goes, Dad, could you ride it home and we'll practice on it later? I said, sure, we'll do that. So I rode it home. She took the car. She never got on a motorcycle again. But I'm kind of glad she did get rid of it. Oh, Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo for ID. I got a chance to actually ride it. It had a red line of 15,000 RPM. Oh, my God.
1,000. Gee. My wife, before I met her, she was big into the the BMW club, so she had a BMW Dual Sport, which was on-road, off-road. So that was pretty cool. And she'd hang out with the group, and they go camping, and tail the dragon and stuff like that. So when the kids get older, I think I might pick up on it. She might grab it back up, and we just, instead of traveling in a Winnebago, we just take motorcycles and spend a night in hotels.
But I'll tell you, on that 600, when I was driving it, I hear motorcycles going around here all the time with the high RPMs, and I'm thinking they're flying, and they're not. They are not going that fast. I mean, you can keep it under 5,000 RPM and drive in traffic, and it's a nice bike. You get between 5,000 and 10,000 shifting, and you've got a real wild performance bike, and that's what I was used to. Well, then I decided to see what it would do between 10,000 and 15,000 RPM. Yeah, I got off that motorcycle. I thought I was 20 years old again. I could not slow down on that motorcycle. I took it to the dealership when she sold it, and I'm so glad I never rode it again. I will not own a bike like that, because I will kill myself on it, just because it feels good going fast.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. Can't afford the EW.
My Harley that I haven't ridden it in several years and don't plan on riding it. In fact, it's sat long enough it doesn't start and it doesn't roll. Darn. But maybe someday, but traffic out here is just too crazy.
Up here, and I ended up a couple of years ago with a Hummer H3 5-speed, and I got it because it was the 5-speed, and then it just got to be too much of a pain in the tail to drive in the Greenville traffic with a 6-shift here, me at 50 years old, and I was like, man, I hate to get rid of this thing. It will go anywhere. You put it on a hill, and it will grow legs and crawl up the hill. It was a fantastic truck, but now I'm in a Mazda CX-9 turbo with automatic now, and at least I got space. I can move my radios over, and I do miss that thing, though. Those things were something.
Shadow of the repeater, you're coming through, but you're really, really scratchy. But yeah, I understand that. I've got a 99 Ford F-250 crew cab I bought in 04, and I just don't want to get rid of it. I'm on theoretically it's my second motor, but when I took it to the shop, two of the motors they put in were bad. Finally, the third motor they put in 4 years ago, been running like a champ ever since. But they did good. S&S Automotive made good on what they said they would do. And they actually put in a third motor for me, no charge. And I go to them all the time now.
Where are they? I've heard that name before.
29 in Greer, just past 14, about a half mile on the left-hand side. I usually say, hey, you know where Guacamole is? And a lot of people, you can see Guacamole sign from it. But yeah, those guys did they do really good work. I mean, it's an old shop, but yeah, I trust them with everything I got now.
First, the trek for me is out of Simpsonville. That used to be an easy shot over there to Taylor's and stuff, but nowadays there's what I call it the 85 divide, and if something's north of 85, it's a planned trip for sure for me to get there and back.
Anywhere now. I mean, when I moved out here in 04, and I grew up in California, but I grew up in the 60s, and there were still orchards out there when I was growing up. And then when I moved out here, I left for work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I saw three cars, and I'm only 7 miles away from work here on 290. And now, golly, I go to work at 4 in the morning, and I see what I used to see at 7 in the morning. And one time I did leave at 7 in the morning for work. Oh, my God, the traffic. It was horrendous. And it comes down to the infrastructure. They're just, the road's not wide enough. Even though they're supposedly widening out to 90, we'll see how that goes.
Infrastructure everywhere here is just exploded at the seams. I mean, I see gridlock during rush hour daily. I'm kind of glad for that in that respect that I work from home. Working on computers.
Me, where I drive, the only this road construction on 290 that's killing me right now. But I'm still about 15, 20 minutes away from work. Even traffic, I allow for 30, just in case something goes on, there's too much traffic, a fender bender. I tell you, on these roads, as narrow as they are, gee whiz, one fender bender, and you got to go around a different way. And, have you been out on 129 in Lyman lately?
I apologize if I go out of band here. I'm gonna pick up my daughter and I'm about to pull behind a building.
Gotcha, but yeah, okay, not a big deal. Now you gotta remember, it used to be a canyon of trees. Oh no, they could widen it to a 4-lane highway now, from 85 all the way to 29. They got so much trees pushed back and built up warehouses. They even widened it in one area to 3 lanes so big rigs can pull in without stopping traffic.
That has been a while. Because I grew up first half of my life in Taylor, so it's been a long time since I've been out that way. That's wild.
As sparse as it was back in 04, I can imagine back here 20, 30, 30, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, it being just absolutely a dream to live here. When I was like 8 years old, I went to Chicago and they had streetlights letting you onto the freeway. And I thought that was the most bizarre thing in the world. Just after I got my driver's license, they installed streetlights on the freeways in California. So they mirror you on. God, that's going to happen here eventually. I just don't want to see it happen.
So it'll get there and more, the way this place is going. Because I saw it pre-BMW, and that was the tipping point right there, was that BMW plant. So anyway, I got to run. I'm going to pull up to the school, pick up my daughter from day camp. So appreciate the ride along. KO4ZEW, I'll be clear on your final.
I'm pulling into my neighborhood. Great for the ride along. Hey, made traffic go by real smooth. You have yourself a good one. Hope to talk to you again sometime. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo. I'll be clear.